One of the largest solar power projects in Massachusetts is being constructed on the property of a former coal-burning power plant in Holyoke. More than 17,000 solar panels are being installed in the shadow of the smokestack of the former Mount Tom Power Station. The nearly 6-megawatt solar farm should come online in January. The old power plant, which operated from 1960 to 2014, and the smokestack, a landmark for people traveling up and down Interstate 91, will be demolished in the spring. The solar panels are being installed on 22 acres of the 128-acre Mount Tom Power Station property along the Connecticut River. At a ceremonial groundbreaking Thursday, NG North America President and CEO Frank DeMai said the project is a landmark for the international company as it transitions from large centralized power plants to local low-carbon emission energy production.
It's critical that what we are going to implement here, fits with the needs of the community. We are long-term partners for the community.
Holyoke Gas and Electric has signed an agreement to purchase all the electricity produced at the solar farm. It's enough to power 1,000 homes. James Lavelle, the manager of the municipal power company, said the terms of the agreement will help to maintain some of the lowest electric rates in the region.
This project, coupled with some other solar projects that will be online early 2017, we're going to have over 75% of our electric portfolio that's renewable energy, and over 98% of our energy will be carbon free.
Community organizers and representatives from environmental groups celebrated the solar farm groundbreaking after a 5-year campaign to urge the permanent shutdown of the coal-fired plant. Carlos Rodriguez, a leader of the umbrella group Action for a Healthy Holyoke, blame the old plant for high asthma rates in the lower Pioneer Valley.
If you ask me, 4 or 5 years ago, people said that plant never going to shut down. And then that was hard. That was fighting every single day of city officials or different coalition, and we did it. We did it.
Claire Miller, a lead organizer with Toxics Action Center, said Holyoke is a model for other communities that have old coal-burning plants.
One of the advantages of a coal-fired power plant site is that it already has the hookup to the grid, the transmission, and so looking into whether a coal plant site can be reused for renewable energy is something I hope every company looks into first.
Noting that a reuse study spearheaded by his administration had recommended putting solar panels on part of the power plant property, Holyoke Mayor Alex Moore said the $10 million redevelopment is a feather in the city's cap.
This is what we wanted to see happen. It really was something that I said, people worked together, they had a vision, we were proactive, and now we're starting to implement that vision and see actual progress and results.
Moore said he hopes the rest of the former power plant property will be used for a commercial development and public access to the river, which were also recommended in the reuse study. The city will receive a $146,000 annual payment in lieu of taxes from the solar farm. Reporting from Holyoke, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.